And last but not least, we are on item number 10, PR 2022-007623, minor plat application number 2026-00013, Cartesian Surveys, agent for Angelo Brunicini, request the aforementioned action for all or portion of lot track 7B and 10, Meridian Business Park. Subject site is zoned NRBP. It's located at 541 Airport Drive Northwest, near Los Volcanes Road Northwest, and contains approximately 8.3934 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team? Ms. Palmer, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
And you're presenting this matter?
Yes.
All right, very good. Let me swear you in. And then if you'll, again, start with your name and address for the record and then tell us about your proposal. You swear or affirm this, the testimony that you provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Ms. Palmer, thank you again. Name and address for the record.
Sure. It's Amber Palmer with Cartesian Surveys, P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Thank you so much. Tell me about the your plat proposal, please.
We are proposing to combine these two existing lots into one and to grant a an access and parking easement for the adjoining property.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Sure.
Okay. Anything else at this point?
Nope.
All right. Any members of the public interested in providing comment for item number 10? That's PR 2022-007623. If so, if you'd use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know that you'd like to testify. I'm not seeing anyone as I scroll through the participant list. Last call for public comment on item number 10, PR 2022-007623. All right, Ms. Palmer, let me hear from our DFT folks and then I'll come back to you, okay? Let's begin with Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
All right. As referenced earlier in the hearing, code enforcement did not provide comments for this matter. We'll move on next to the Parks and Recreation Department. Mr. Ibarra, thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, Marcelo.
Okay. Parks and Recreation has no objection for the requested action. For notes for future development, street trees will be required along Los Volcanes Road and Airport Road Northwest of 25-foot on center spacing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hydrology is next. Mr. Chen, do you swear or affirm the testimony I provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of September 9th, 2022. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are transportation comments, please?
Transportation has no objection. Any future development will require an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if a TIS is required.
Ernest, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Jacob, Mr. Boylan, are we back to you for planning comments? All right, very good. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are planning comments, please?
Yes. Planning has no objection to the planning action. I will say we have two minor conditions. The date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per 66K2K, and the application number must also be added to the final plat. And then we have 10 proposed findings to read into the check as well. Finding number one, this is a request to subdivide lot 7-B-1 of the Meridian Business Park located at Airport Drive and Los Volcanes Road Northwest into two lots by reestablishing the interior lot line that was removed via subdivision in December 2022 under PR 2023-007623, lot 7-B-1-A at 5.5729 acres in size, and lot 7-B1B at 2.8206 acres in size. Finding number two, the subject property is zoned NRBP, non-residential business park, and is not located within any noted overlay zones. Finding three, the subject property is located within an area of change that is surrounded by other areas of change. The subject property falls within the boundaries of the Southwest Mesa Community Planning Area. Finding four, per 66K3 review and decision criteria, an application for a subdivision of land minor shall be approved if it complies with all applicable provisions of the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations, and any conditions specifically applied to development of the property and a prior permit or approval affecting the property. This request complies with this criterion. Finding five, per Table 611 of the IDO, public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal. Number six, per 66K2I, the applicant shall record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. The applicant shall provide the city a digital copy of the recorded plat. Seven, all conditions from the surveyor, or all signatures from the surveyor, property owners, city surveyor, utility companies, and a map guard provided on the plat. Number eight, a sketch plat review was completed in January 28, 2026 under the same project number. Review comments were provided to the applicant team. Nine, an archaeological certificate of no effect was issued. And 10, a sensitive lands analysis was submitted confirming no sensitive lands exist on the subject property. And that concludes findings, proposed findings.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Appreciate that. Ms. Palmer, any questions or comments about the 10 proposed findings that Mr. Boylan just read out?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay. And do you have any closing remarks at this time?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, very good. I will close the floor as it relates to item number 10. And I'm going to approve item 10, PR 2022-007623, minor plat application number 2026-00013, because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval, sorry, let me get to my right screen here. This approval is predicated on the findings just read out by Mr. Boylan with the planning department, as well as the following conditions. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per section 66K2K of the IDO. And secondly, the application number must be added to the final plat. Yes, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Just got a question about a condition. I don't think I sworn in.
Oh, okay. Let me swear you in. You swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
And what's your question, sir?
Jacob, did we get the agency accept file approval?
No, I'll have to.
Okay.
I thought that was on the findings. My apologies.
I noticed, and it's probably too late to address this now. But we had for item number two, Jag's plat, we had the same conditions, and we just need to confirm if we got HSDXF file approval for that as well. I don't think we got that in as a condition of approval, but that's something that we'll need regardless. Because Aegis has to approve that, so.
Sure.
All right, I think we got that. Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. We got the additional condition of approval for this current request in.
Okay. So as I mentioned, the request is approved. There are a total of three conditions. I've already read two of the three into the record. The third condition based on the approval, would be that prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System Office, or AGIS office, must approve the DXF file, and proof of the approval must be provided to the planning department. Ms. Palmer, thank you for your participation and testimony on this item. We'll have the written decision, our copy of the written decision, coming out to you shortly, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good afternoon. And that will conclude all of the items for the April 8th, 2026 DHO meeting. We will conclude the meeting. The time is 11:22 a.m. Thanks, everybody.